Elev in Ishtar, and the Eidim know that the loan first took place in Tammuz. Now, we don't know, is this the Tammuz before Kislev, and then the Ishtar is the Ishtar Mucher, or this is the Kislev after the Tammuz, and therefore it's Ishtar Muktam. So we would not know whether the Ishtar was kosher or not, just the fact it says the third year of Tammuz. When the king really first started off his kingdom, and Laf did not be able to tell in Tammuz Kaidim Kislev, was this Tammuz before Kislev? In Kislev, or the Kislev was before Tammuz? In Shinosa Maschelis, if this year the king started between Tammuz and Kislev, Ninsa Kislev Kaidim with Tammuz. Because Shinosa, Vishtar, there'll be Ishtar Muktam, Ishtar will be Possel. V'yamomad ben Kislev, tell me if the king was first appointed between Kislev and Tammuz. Shlachar, afterwards Nimsa, Tammuz, Kaidim, then Tammuz was before Kislev. Because Shinosa, or Ishtar Mukhar, it's Kosher. So we will know whether the Shtar is Muktim or Shtar Mukhar. Therefore, the Yachshiv now Shekovu Nisin Rosh Hashanah. Now the Chazal was Kaveya, and Rosh Chodesh Nisin is called the new year, the new start of the second year, the third year of the king. The Oilam Tammuz Kedem Kislev. Then we know for sure that Tammuz was before Kislev. So Kitzah, because the purpose of Shtarais, of the Zman in the Shtar, we have to be Kaveya to know exactly when the king's year is over. So it says now the third year, fourth year, fifth year, we know exactly what month we're talking about, what was before this, what was after this. So this is the ratio, the Mishnah, that the four Rosh Hashanim, and the first one is Echad ben Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim and the Lugol. So we're talking about now Lemlochim. Let's see the Brice now. The Gemara goes by to Ton Rabban, went to the Brice like this. Melech Sha'omad B'Esrim V'Tisha Baber. Father, if they appointed a king the last day of the year, the 29th day of Adar, that's when they appointed the king. So Locher is again a Jewish king, Melch Yisrael, Kivet Shigiach, when he comes the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of Nisan, also Lashon is called like he was the king for a full year already. We're starting now, the beginning of the second year. Mashenkein Vim Loy Omad Ela B'yech V'Nisan, let's say a king was first appointed to be a king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then the Mishnah, then the Brisa says, the first count at the end of the year when it comes to next year Nisan. In other words, he didn't have to wait a full year. He was appointed to be the king of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's a locha for a full year. It's called the first year. And the next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that starts the second year. Rashi says also, Lashana Kolaymar, Kol Soloshnos, the year is up. When Mayat and now, Mardinloy, we have to count the second year. This is what the Brisa says. Oh my man, now more explains the Brisa. And what we just say, that Melech Shama B'Yesem V'Tisha B'Ad, he was first appointed to be king on the 29th day of Adar, Kiv and Shkia Echon, he comes the next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also Lashon is still like he was king for a full year, to write his Shtar now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year of the Melech. So Morris says, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? On the days, HaKamash, when the Mishnah is teaching us now, that the Nisan, the Brisa is teaching us, that the Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah Lemlach, like it says now Mishnah. And so it's the Mishnah who needs the Brisa. Usually a Brisa adds on something to a Mishnah. Here it says it's adding, yes, that the Yemechot Bashonah Choshev Shonah. It's enough to have one day of last year, this Chof Tes of Adar. So he was appointed then as the king for one day of the last year. And that's enough to be considered next year starts a new year. The next day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that starts already the second year of his kingdom. Rashi says, "My kamashman loygasin elarad okamashmanon that nisa v'shonam lochim." Then the Brisa says, "Vim loy omad elav biechav nisa." They first appointed him on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be the king. Then in moin l'shonah, when is his year up? When do we start the second year? At chigia nisnach, when comes the second year next time next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For the more pshita of Adam, we first started this year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the year is not up until the next year Rosh Chodesh Nisan. La tzricha the chiddush of the Brisa is. The imni olay, like they voted him in already. Even though they didn't make the actual ceremony of appointing him to be the king, but they know that they're going to appoint him to be the king. They took like a vote already. He was voted in already. The imni olay from Kodesh Adar before. So, Matatem, I would have thought to say, nimnu lay tartin shonin, since he was voted in already on Rosh from the beginning of Adar, now when it comes to Kodesh Nisan, it's called like a second year. Kamashlano. That just the fact that they voted him in doesn't mean anything. And therefore, since he wasn't appointed yet to be the Melech, his year first starts in Rosh Chodesh Nisan and ends at the end by the next Chodesh Nisan. That's called the beginning of the second year. Tana Rabban, what's in a brisa like this? What's going to be Meis be Adar? Let's say the Melech dies in Adar, the last month of the year. The Omad Achatachta, they appoint another king. Not some voted him in, but the Mamish appointed him in Adar. Tachta Bader. So Lachar is Moinin Shod this past year. You have a right to count according to either king. Moinin Shon Lezeh Ulezeh. This past year is called the fifth year of this last king and the first year of the new king. Rashi says Lezeh Lezeh means Habo Lichtev Shtar Ba'Adar. Somebody wants a Shtar and wants to write up a Shtar in Adar. After Leyacha Shomer Hashem, you have to appoint the second one. Simrotza Lichtev Bishtar Bishnas Ploini Lemelech Shemes. He wants to write this is the fifth year of the king that died. Kaisev, because he was alive that year goes after him. Vimrotza Kaisev Bishon Rishon Lemelech Ploini Shomad. If he wants to write, this was the first year of the new king. That since the new king is the king already, even though it's only the last month of the year, that's called like he was the king for the whole year. What's going to be Meis Benisan? The king first died in Nisan. The Yom Adachatatav, they appointed another king, Benisan, in Chodesh Nisan. So, Lachar is now this new year, Meinin Shon Elizeh Elizeh. You could count this new year for either one of the kings. Either this was the seventh year of the last king, or else this is the first year of the new king. What's going to be Meis Bader? The old king dies in the last month in Adar. The Yom Adachatatav, the first appoint another king, Benisan, the next month in Chodesh Nisan. Slacher is then Poshid, Mainim Rishon Rishon, the first year goes after the first king. Oshnia, the second year, after Chodesh Nisan, Lashana goes to Lashan, he goes according to the second king, the Chodesh Pshita. Samar says, Amamar, let's explain this Bryce. Now, what's the Chidushim of this Bryce? Amamar, what we just learned before, that Meis be Adar, if the king dies in Chodesh Adar, Vyomadak Tata, they appoint another king in Chodesh Adar Badar. So then this full year can be considered either after each king, either one of them. Meinim Shon Lezeh Lezeh, if you want to count the seventh year from the first king, the first year to the new king. For the Mar Pshita, why not? They're both the king that year. So Mar says, Matatem, I would have thought to say, maybe Shosa Leveh Trey Leminyonim. We don't count one year according to two kings. Maybe we don't have a choice. That's going to take away the Cheshbon. We won't remember what year it is. And maybe each year only has one king, you can't use two kings for the year. Kamashmala know that since there were two kings appointed this year, you can go according to each king that you want. Then it says, Meis Benisin V'yomadach Atachta Benisin. The first king died in Nisan, they appoint the second one in Nisan. So it says again that this new coming year, you have your choice. Meinim Shon Lezeh Lezeh, you have a choice to count either according to the first king or according to the second king. So again, the Gemara says, Pshita, we already learned that you could have one year for two kings. So Pshita, that'll be the same Malach here also. What do you have to repeat ourself? Samara says, no, Matatem, I would have thought to say, Ki Amrinim, when do we say this Chiddush? That Yei Mechad Bashon Echoshev Shona, that one day, even though you're only king for one day of the year, it's still like you're king the whole year, and therefore if they appointed the new king, let's say Chof Tes Adar, that all past year could go after him, that's only maybe B'Seif Shona, like we said, 29th day of Adar, the last day of the year, and that's considered like the whole year. The last day is Choshev, like all year. But maybe Ava B'Tchila Shona, and maybe the beginning of the year, B'Tchila Shona, Layamrinan, like here where the old king lived until Chodesh Nisan, and he was Niftas and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what I thought to say, since he's only alive one day of the year, maybe we can't count this year after his reign. Maybe one day at the beginning is not Choshev, it's only the beginning of the year yet, it's not Choshev yet, like Yer Kamashvila know, that even the first day of the year also is considered like a full year. And therefore, if it was Meis, even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, since he lived this day of Rosh Chodesh, we have a right to use him for this whole coming year. If we want to say this was the seventh year of King the Melech Shleima, let's say. What's going to be Meis Pa'ador, V'yom Adach Atachta the Nisan? So it says, Pasha, that Moinu Rishon L'Rishon, the first year goes after the first king. Oshniya, the second year goes after Shein, the second king. For the Mar Pshita, Vada, that's it. Like each one lived in that year. So you don't have two kings in one year. Pshita, each one has its year. So what's the Chiddush here? So Gemara says, Let's Richa, the Chiddush is like this. What is the Chiddush? Let's Richa, the Imni Olei Mi'Adar. That after the first king died in Adar, they elected another king. They didn't appoint him yet, but they elected him, they voted for him in Adar. Even though he had the Chiddush before already, that's not enough. But here the Chiddush is O Melech Ben Melech, that his new king now is the son of the first king. And so another time I would have thought to say that since there are two Milas here, that they already voted him in, and he's the Ben Melech, maybe Nimnalei Tartin Shonin, considered as if he was appointed a king already, and after Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called like a second year of being a king, Kamashma nothing doing. The Maisi wasn't appointed yet, anointed yet, till after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore his reign first starts the second year, not the first year. It's not called the second year, it's only called the beginning of his first year. The Rashi Mais Ben Nisan V'yomad Akatak Ben Nisan. Vua Din Rashi says, Im Omad the Echo Mikol HaKadoshim. The second was appointed any one of the next month, Ad until the next Nisan Abu. Verotzel Limnois. And you want to count now B'chol HaShtaris, Sheyichtavu, that's written this year, Mishomer HaSheni, Leminyan Shneis Rish. And you want, you can still count, this is the 10th year of the first king. Maina. Verotzel, because of once can write, Veshad is the first year. He writes, Lethel Veshona Rishaino Lemelech Shamanu. Now, Shneil L'Sheni, Rashi says, Abol Lichtoiv Misham, as if they appoint the second king, La'yim Neshona Shneil L'melech Shemes, shouldn't say the second year after the king that died, Shein Shona Zushla, the second year has nothing to do with the first king, because he died before Chodesh Nisan. For La'yim Neshona Rishain L'Sheni, you don't count the first year, you count the second king. Rashi says, Shona Shemabo Shneil, Ela Shneil Zu, Ela Shneil Zu Rishaino L'Sheni. This year is the first year of the second king. Rashi says, Shoslev Trele Vetrele Minyonin, Mishenichnas Boa Melech Shemeis, Afilu Yemechet, as long as the king lived already one day of the year. I would also have to say, it's Kavei, now this year is after him. Is La Yechtevu, it's not right, Kol Shanazu, Fishtar Lemin Yemelech Oimid, you don't count yet the second king. Ela Melech Meis, you always go after the king that was Meis, I would have thought to say. Kamashma, no, that one year could go after two kings. Besayf shana kagain melech oimed bi'ader. So kol saloi shana kishiyatz ader v'choshev lo yaim she besayf shana zu kishana shleimah. Maybe only then we say it's like a whole year. The end of the year. The end of the year is more choshev. Mashenkein al v'yayim mecha betchila shana lo yechshev lo yayim mecha. We don't consider that to be a yayim mecha of a shana. V'lo yichtu v'shtar shana zu l'shmei mishemeis, I would have thought to say. Kamashmalon, yes, even the beginning year is also national like a whole year. Vice at the end of the year is more of a choshev, that could be mashtem do year. The Baal Musa say the last day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, it's choshev like do year. He's supposed to daven good to tshuva then, it helps for the whole year. So Kamashmalon, labdavka the last day, he would in the first day also has this choshevus. Now the second case is a melech ben melech, who's at Rashi? The Mishumai, the first chiddush that he was appointed already, was that he was elected already, that we learned before. The mishum dim no lay la yisra. That alone, we don't need the chiddush to say we don't count it. La shmina de shemina. We heard that from the Rasha. Ela hashta diika tarting. Now that there are two milas now, I would have thought to say considered like he was a king already from Adar, and Nisan is called the second year. Nimna lay mikamaisa, count this first year, last year. Why? Kamash malon, that we don't consider it, even though there are two milas. As with time mishadav, what's the mila of being a ben melech? Fishal Malchus Yerushi. Malchus goes down with Teresh Yerushi, inherit his son if he's fit to be a king. The Chassidus says the Pasuk in Devarim, Haman Yaruch Yomam Malachto Yuyabonov. Mash, whenever the son is fit, there's an Indian to let the son take after the father. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechinon, Minayin Lemelochim, Shein Moinen Lehem Eleminisin. The Kara is the mission not to say this Chiddush, that the Rosh Hashanah for Melochim is Chodesh Nisan. So Mar brings down a pasuk in Melochim, Shenemer, it says in Melochim, by Shlomo Melech, says, Vayhi, and it was, Bishmoinim Shana V'yaba Me'ashana. It was 480 years from Litzeis B'nei Yisroel Meretz Mitzrayim, from the time Klal Yisroel went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, Bishana Revius, on the fourth year of the kingdom of Shlomo, Bishana Revius, Bachoydisiv, that's the second month of Iyar, Hu Achoydish Hasheni Lemelech Shleimai. That was the second month of Shleimai Melech's kingdom, Al Yisrael. So it says now is the fourth year, the second month of the kingdom of Shleimai Melech. Now, when do we start counting this year, the fourth year, when do we start counting it? It says in this pasuk here, it says, Mitzias Mitzrayim. So Makish Malchus Shloimeh Liyitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mashma that the Malchus Shloimeh starts at the same time that we start counting from the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the same month. So my Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, start counting Pshita when they went out from Chodesh Nisan and Nisan. Is Alf Malchus Shloimeh Huadin and Melech Yisrael. When do we start counting? When is this first year up? To start counting the second year, and that's Menisin, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's how Mishnah knows to say that Rosh Hashanah Limlochim is Nisan. Now the Gemara Stakasha, V'yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa Minolon, the Menisim. How do we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim itself we count from Nisan? Dilma, maybe we count it from Tishrei. So always a famous machlekes, when was the world created? Was it in Nisan or was it in Tishrei? So maybe you count Yitzias Mitzrayim also from Tishrei. Snorah says, "Loi sagadar." Don't think that way. Tirsiv, it says the pasuk in Chumash, "Vayal Aaron haKoyin el Harahor al pi Hashem vayomeshom." That was the year that Aaron was mace. He went up to the mountain Harahar. And when was this? This was Vishnas haAboyim, the 40th year of Litzeis Bnei Yisom Yemesef. From the time Christ went out of Mitzrayim, Pachodesh Hachemish was the 5th month from Nisan, which is Av. That's when Aaron was mace on Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yechad HaChosh on Rosh Chodesh Av. So it says here that Aaron was mace on the 40th year of Yitzias, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And when was that? That was on Chodesh Av. V'ksiv, another pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael, it says in Devarim, V'yihi b'yaboyim shon, was after 40 years, and we're assuming that Darshanis means from Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, it doesn't say it here. V'yashta yos HaChodesh, 11th month of the year, which is Shvat. V'yechad HaChodesh and Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It says here that Diba Moshe, Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael. Now it says in both these psukim 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's the kasha? How do you have that? If you tell me now Tishrei was like the new year, so it should be 41 years. Because the question is, Midikoyi B'Av, Aaron's Misa happened first in Av. The corollary, what is it called? It's called Shnas Aboyim, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'koyi b'shvat, and Moshe later, 6 months later, spoke to Klai Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, which was after Chodesh Tishrei. And still it's called the corollary Shnas Aboyim, the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nechlal, if so, we see, when do we start counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Nechlal, the Rosh Hashanah is Lav Tishrei, it's not called Tishrei. Because it would have been counting from Tishrei, so now when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael in Chodesh Shvat, which was after Tishrei, should have been the 41st year. Hakam says only the 40th year. Elamai, it's a riot to say that we start counting Tzias Mitzrayim from Chodesh Nisan. And therefore Nisan, the 40th year, so after Nisan comes Av, and after Av comes Shvat, it's all still part of the 40th year, as good way both psukim say, 40th year from Tzias Mitzrayim. Let's see, Rashi, B'chodesh Ziv u'ir, can a forest crow the second month from Nisan, B'chodesh Hashem, even the Kamon, Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'Sei, Dominion HaChadoshim. That's called them in the first month, and the second month is Ir. L'melech Shloimeh Yal Yisrael, Ashona Revi, it's called the fourth year, U'mikroi Misurusu, means B'shona Revi, it's the fourth year, L'melech Shloimeh Yal Yisrael, B'chodesh Ziv, in the second month, Now, Makis Malchus Shloimeh Linyan Minyan Hashanah Litzias Mitzrayim. Shrei Amikra Zeh Mon Hashanah Zu Shnas Dard Meos Ushmein Litzias Mitzrayim. Or Vishnas Abol Melech Shloimeh, all in the same pasuk. Mashma, the fourth year of Melech Shloimeh is the same beginning as counting Litzias Mitzrayim. So my Yitzias Mitzrayim to Rashi Minyan Hashanim, the count of the years Shemayin Lo Maschilu Menisin, because partially that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim took place. Is Af Malchus Shloimeh Menisin. Question is, who said Yitzias Mitzrayim starts from Nisan? Maybe it starts from Tishrei. I mean Tishrei. Af Opi Shiyos, even though Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim Menisin, but maybe Mishagia Tishrei when it comes Chodesh Tishrei, Kordas called the first year is up. Korol Hashanah who started out the second year. Lefisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Sholim. It says now Mishter, Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for Shonim. Hanim no Bria Soilim, counting from the beginning of the Bria Soilim. For what didn't maybe, what didn't you see, the same also starts from Tishrei. Then we bring a pasuk here, that can't be, because it says in Av, and it says in Shvat, is both the same year, 40th year. He be a boy im shon hoy mo she be as a tayra the cloud the tishrei la rosh hashanah, because if tishrei would have been rosh hashanah it would have been shmat, should have been the 41st year. So now the Gemara is the Kasha. Bishleim heich mefurish Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first pasuk by Aaron says clearly 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, but the second pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, Bimayhu says that was the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They had to bring a raya that Rosh Chodesh, you counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dilma, maybe the second pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka was a year later, maybe where you count from Tishrei, and Shvat is after Tishrei, so the 41st year. So why does it say the 40th year for him? Maybe they were counting La Komisam Mishnah, took place in the second year. So how do you know to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was also counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to bring the raya? Samura says yes, Kediyomer, but Papa says, Shinas Esrim, Shinas Esrim, Gzera Shava. See later on, more about Gilmum Beis. He learns that Gzera Shava Esrim Esrim. His Hachinam, these two psukim by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Aaron, it says Shinas Aboim, Shinas Aboim. It says Aboim both. Both plays the Gzera Shava. Then Ma'akan, just like the Aaron, it means 40 years of clearly from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Afkan by Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klai Yisrael, is Afkan Yetzias Mitzrayim. My friend, Gemara, so therefore that's the proof that we count from Nisan and not from Tishrei. But Fred Gemara still, how do I know to say the Maisa Diav Kodim? How do I know to say that the first Pasuk of Aaron's Misa, that was said first? And then we have a Raya that later in Shvat is still called the same year. Dilma, maybe there's no Raya, maybe Maisa the Shvat Kodim first happened when Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael. And then later happened the Maisa with Aaron's Misa. So maybe, even though you count from Tishrei, but you start counting Shvat first, and then Av is before Tishrei. Samara says, Loi Sakadai, don't think this way. The exhibit says clearly that Achrei HaKoisi Yasichon, when did Moshe talk to Klai Yisrael? After he killed out Sichon. Now, the first Pasuk of Mises Aaron, V'chiznach Nash, when Aaron was mace, Akati Yasichon Kayim, Sichon was still a melech, still alive. So obviously, the first Pasuk that says, in Av, that came first, and then Aaron, when he was mace, Melasichim was still alive. And for us later in Shvat, by that time, that's when Melasichim was mace already, when Moshe spoke up. So you see clearly that Mises Aaron was first, and there was a Sichain, and then we have a Raya that we count from Chodesh Nisan, not from Chodesh Tishrei. Let's see the last Rashi. Dilma Lakamas HaMishkan Shoye B'Shnas HaShem. That was the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Adem Rapapa L'Kamei Shinash Esrim Shinash Esrim Gzera Shova. Rashi says Rapapa Kuloi Shinash Shibaposik. All the words of Shinash doesn't have posik. Tetzrich Elum Mitzim as if learned one from the other. Kulo Gomla Rapapa Merab. Rapapa learned all these things from his Rebbe. Lilmai Sosam and Amafurish Ayidei Din Gzera Shova. I say, learn how the Gzera Shova is the Makabodis from his Rebbe. Masroni Kabachoim, you can make a Minasvara by yourself. The Gzera Shova, you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Dilman Moritz now maybe Maisa Dishvat Kodim, or Betishra Shlofonov Nichnas or Shinas Aboyim. So it wouldn't be any Rayim. So Moritz says, no, that can't be, because it says Achra Kaisi Asichoin, And at that time, the Chinach Nashimor says, the Chinach Nashim the Aaron, Hakati of Sichon Kayin. When Aaron was Mason Av, Sichon was still alive. Trashi, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it says, Achra Kursi Sichon. Nema, but that says the Mishnah Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. So that Vada happened after the Maisa of Aaron. And therefore, Shabbat here was after the Av. And therefore, if Tishrei would have been the new Rosh Hashanah, it would have been a different year. This is the raya to say that the new year starts by Chodesh Nisan, and therefore Av, which is after Nisan, then the following Shvat is still the same year, still called 40 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, the Chassid, it says, Nav Gimon Aleph, says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod, that the Melech Knan heard. The question is, Mashmu Shama, what did he hear? Shama heard that Shemais Aaron, that Aaron was mace, and therefore what happened was, Venestalko Anani Kovit, the Nana covered went away. Klai Yisrael had the Nana covered because Aaron in the Midbar. When Aaron was mace, they lost the Nana covered, even though they got it back again because Moshe Rabbeinu, but that time it went away because of Mises Aaron. Ukasava, the Goyim thought then that Nitna Rishos Elochim Yisrael, that the Goyim have right now to fight against Klai Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says, that Vayiro Koleido Tigov Aaron. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.